Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get all these options, choosing from slots, blackjack, roulette, you name it, you got it. So all you got to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN. Play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I am Jim Galante. I'm here with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, the weather's getting better. We're talking football. Does it get any better than that?
Frankly, yes, Jim, but we'll take what we can get at this point, right?
Come on. A little enthusiasm. A little bit of glass half full.
The glass is half empty completely. And by the way, it just reminded me how much I butchered that the usage of that phrase last week. I'm going to try to do better this week.
The glass half empty fool conversation?
Correct. Yeah. The glass was half empty all the way on me on that one.
All right. Well, maybe we'll give you another chance today. All right. Here's what we got on tap for today, Dustin. Quarter number one, we're going to do our news and notes. Quarter two and three, we're going to take a look at some of the training camp battles that will be coming up. And then in quarter number four, we're going to begin a series on James Franklin's 20 most important recruits, according to Dustin. Just a precursor, I've seen Dustin's list. I can tell you right now, I'm going to shred it. You are so off, Dustin. You really are. But anyway.
Why is there got to be a confrontation with you all the time? You know, you need to see somebody about this, Jim. We'll talk about it on that part of the show, but just in general.
Well, this is sports talk. We're supposed to debate these points. I can't just say, gee, Dustin, your list is perfect. And
yes,
by the way,
you can say that.
Our listeners are going to see the list and they're going to say, thank God you're there, Jim, to correct them. All right, let's get to the news, Dustin. I'll correct you later on in the show, but let's start with the news. First of all, it does look like Penn State, they're looking for a big-time tight end. They've got a couple names on the list, but one of them is tight end Maliki Mataveo. You can shred me for how I pronounce his name. He's a four-star tight end out of Nevada. He's going to make an announcement on May 27th where he is going to commit to. What do you think? Are we going to see Mr. Maliki in Penn State blue and white?
It's really hard to say at this point. There's not a lot of intel, it seems, about which direction he's leaning. May 27th, well, we're about from now, we're about 9 days away from that. I think we'll start to see this take shape and we'll start to see some tea leaves to read in the next few days, I would imagine. As always, you're on his crystal ball. You're kind of looking for a Steve Wilfong or Sean Fitz to try to point you in the right direction with an actual informed choice. There's not really anything out there. I would say, though, it's always tough for me to believe that they're going to pull an elite prospect from anywhere near the West Coast and bring him to Penn State. It happens. And they did it with Micah Bowens from Nevada. So we'll see what happens. I mean, he's a really nice player, 6'6", 240. He shows all the different things you want a tight end to do on film. He doesn't have a ton of film of him inline blocking as most high school tight ends don't. You know, he's too valuable in the passing game to really use him in that way. So, But you know, size, speed, routes, high pointing the ball. He's a really nice player, Jim. And you hope that Penn State really jumps in the mix here and can land him. But I think what you said is true, that you're starting to see that Penn State's making a push for a guy of this caliber at the tight end position, as they should. But I think, you know, you're also seeing for Penn State to be in contention for a guy like this just sort of shows the direction that they're going and the reputation that they have for the tight end spot. And I think, you know, maybe Tyler Bowen as a recruiter and a position coach as well, there's some good things to say about him. So if it's not him, maybe there's another elite tight end that's coming. They're starting to string these together. Freiermuth in 2018, Brenton Strange in 2019, Zach Coons also in 2018, and then Theo Johnson and Tyler Warren last recruiting cycle. They're doing very well at the tight end spot. They hope to keep it going.
And when you're doing that well, you could afford to be picky and just look at the top of the board for players, and that appears to be what they're doing at the tight end position. All right, Dustin, I want to shift to another topic, the big topic, which is, are we going to play this fall? And we keep getting different announcements. Different administrators will have their say. This past week, it was the Northwestern president who talked about the Big Ten. And there were two comments that he made, two different headlines. One was, he thinks all 14 schools in the Big Ten will be playing. And he thinks if by some chance there's a couple schools that don't play, that would mean the whole conference won't be playing. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think just all this stuff in general, it just points to the complications. It points to what we really don't know about the makeup of classes. Who's going to be back on campus? What's going to be required of schools in terms of students being on campus versus virtual learning? Whether football players, for example, can be the only students on campus. There's a lot that we don't know, and I think there's a equal blend of pessimism and optimism out there, but there's not really any information that suggests, and maybe it's still a work in progress, as a lot of our society is right now. It's a work in progress, very much so, about, you know, what needs to happen in order for football to happen. So you've seen it in California, you've seen it with the Northwestern president expecting all 14 schools to play football this fall. How or why? I mean, those are the follow-up questions we just don't know the answers to yet.
Well, there's starting to be some momentum towards playing sports. You know, this past weekend, without fans, we saw there was a NASCAR race. They did this golf thing over the weekend also. Major League Baseball is putting out a plan to play where there's a lot of testing involved, and I'm sure that's going to be a big part of any plan. But what I find interesting, and you alluded to it, there's also this announcement that some of the California schools, they've announced, you know, they will be continuing online learning through the fall, which might mean that some of the California schools, including San Jose State, may not be playing, which that affects Penn State because they're on the Penn State schedule. The problem I have, here's what I have an issue with, Dustin. They very idealistically say, gee, if we don't have students on campus. But I think they left themselves a loophole in that even with those schools that are saying, hey, it's going to be online learning, there will still be some students on campus because there are certain classes that have to be there together. To me, that's a loophole for sports because I just can't see, you know, like San Jose State, San Diego State, they're in the Mountain West Conference. If the league is playing and all the other teams are playing and those teams aren't, could you imagine what that does to that program? The chance of people entering the transfer portal, how quickly will players from there just jet on off to another school to play? So my feeling, and it's also when the Northwestern president says, gee, if two out of the 14 Big Ten schools can't play, then there won't be a Big Ten schedule. Let me ask you, do you really think Ohio State will say, oh, well, we're not going to have football this year because Rutgers isn't?
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I think, you know, It's really hard to put a blanket statement out about anything right now. And so putting a blanket statement about all 14 or nothing in the Big Ten, it's so early to do that. But it does point to, you know, like these two cases where New Jersey is experiencing this virus in one way. California is experiencing this virus in another way. Rural state college is experiencing it in a completely different way. There is a lot of apples and oranges comparisons that you can and can't make, and adjustments that need to be made. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I can't shake this vision in my head, I guess, of Beaver Stadium being, you know, 20,000 strong because of social distancing instead of 107,000 strong, and all the adjustments that are going to need to happen. The season is too important for it not to happen. It's just a matter of, you know, we're really getting to that point where if kids can't go back to campus to start preparing until July, are they really going to have football at the end of August? You know, is that safe? Just from a preparation standpoint. So we're getting into that point where where week one, you know, that it's starting to be in jeopardy, is it not?
Well, I think there's so many unknowns that, yeah, I think it's in jeopardy. But I think some of that early on, if you remember, I believe it was Sandy Barber who talked about, you know, the 2 months that they would need to be in shape, ready to go. But then James Franklin spoke, and he kind of softened that. It was kind of like, well, ideally, yes. But I remember when I was back playing at East Stroudsburg, we didn't have 8 weeks, you know. We didn't need that many. So I think, you know, necessity, the mother of invention and all that, I think if we're required to get ready in 4 weeks, I think we get ready in 4 weeks. That's just my take. Because, as you said, it's too important not to. Real quick, we only have 1 minute left, Dusty. One last topic to bring up. CBS Sports talked about Penn State's talent and missing that elite quarterback to compete for a playoff spot. What do you think?
It goes back to our conversation before. Yes, it would be nice to have a five-star, but Penn State is really living in the gray area with quarterbacks, and I think that's most of the time where you find quarterbacks is in all the intangible stuff and the leadership and the competitiveness and the, you know, the call, the cool under pressure. They're looking for things that aren't necessarily, you know, that ideal frame or that those ideal, you know, the ideal ability to run. Penn State's living in the gray area. I think they're fine at the quarterback spot with Sean Clifford and some of these other guys. So I'm not really buying that. I just wanted to get my take in there on that. We'll take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Position battles, this training camp, that's coming up.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.